In the gospel today, our Lord makes very clear that our judgment is going to be based upon our actions. You know, many Christians who are not Catholic always like to point out that it's by faith alone that we're saved. Although, you know, it never says that in sacred scripture. In fact, St. James says that we're not saved by faith alone. That's the only time in the entire Bible that the words faith alone appears. Martin Luther was the one who added that to scripture, faith alone. So it's very clear that it's not by faith alone that we're going to be saved. However, faith is required for salvation. But you know, if we're going to say that we believe, then what is required is that we act upon what we believe. You know, that's precisely what our Lord is telling us today, that it's in the way that we treat other people that we're going to be judged. You know, if we're going to say that we believe in Jesus, then the first thing that we have to do is treat other people the same way we would treat Jesus. He takes it personally. You know, when I was hungry, you fed me, and when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. Now, some people make it very difficult to be able to see Jesus in them. But that doesn't matter. Jesus didn't say, you know, whatever you do to nice people, you do to me. At the same time, you know, we have to ask ourselves, you know, how did our Lord treat those who mistreated him? The answer is with charity. He was silent when they were beating him and spitting on him and kicking him. I mean, look how upset we get. People don't do that to us, but we get upset if they offend us in a slight way. He prayed for those men who put him to death. He didn't condemn them. Then we look at ourselves and we ask, you know, how many times have we condemned others? How many times have we desired or even told them that we hope they don't go to heaven, you know, because we've told them that they should go elsewhere? How many times have we treated people in a way that's unjust and just downright, you know, spiteful and malicious, you know, for that matter? We know that when it came to the Pharisees, our Lord was not always Mr. Nice Guy. From our Lord's own mouth, we hear terms like brood of vipers with reference to the Pharisees. But, you know, what he's doing is telling them the simple truth. And he was calling them to conversion, to treat someone with charity. Doesn't mean that we do not acknowledge the truth. You know, if someone is doing something wrong, we can acknowledge that they're doing something wrong. But the difference is that we don't want to sit back and play the judge. It's up to God to determine who goes where. And the determination for us of where we're going to go is based on what we do with our belief in Jesus Christ. That is, you know, how we act in accordance with that belief.